This is Sportsline, and this voice you are hearing is Kadri Ismael. See, I was hanging out with you at the 6 o'clock hour. Then at the 7 o'clock hour, I was still rolling along with Ravens' game plan. But then at the 8 o'clock hour, I went from riding solo to riding shotgun again. Because my boy Brett Hollander had to go ahead and talk to Towson Tiger head coach Pat Scarry about what's going on in Towson basketball. So we got it done. They had their breakdown conversation that you hear every week on Wednesday nights. Fantastic radio. And now for the final 30 minutes of the show, we roll back in with the missile, Kadri Ismael. So, hello, how are you? Good, great, awesome. Let's continue our sports line talk. I got my man from Maryland with the Testudo Times writer, Dave Tucker, and we're going to break down a little Terps talk. So that being said, welcome into the show, Dave.
Thank you very much, Kadri. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome, and I guess the new year is about to begin. In a matter of time, we will be talking about the trials and tribulations of the Maryland Terps football season coming to an end as they begin to go ahead and look forward to 2012. But before the trials and tribulations have ended, it seems as though they have a controversial hiring as far as rehiring a former Maryland's assistant and now the new offensive coordinator, former head coach of New Mexico, Mike Locksley. Talk about that hire.
Well, Mike Locksley, as you mentioned, by some has been viewed as a controversial hire, but I think a lot of Maryland fans would agree it's kind of a risky hire that Maryland and Randy Etzel had to take after the season that Maryland just had. Most people were expecting this past football season to kind of build on the 9-4 season that Ralph Friedgen had in his last year here, and the 2-10 season, especially after the promising start against Miami, was extremely disappointing. And one of the biggest aspects of that 2-10 season is the effect it can have on recruiting. Any momentum that was built from the previous year when the team went 9-4 is kind of lost when you have a 2-10 season. And Mike Locksley, aside from some of the trials and tribulations that have been associated with him, is well known as one of the best recruiters in the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area. So bringing him onto Randy Etzel's staff is something that's crucially important if Maryland wants to reestablish some of these connections with a lot of the local talent that Maryland has.
So what became of the former offensive coordinator and Gary Crouton?
Pardon me?
I said, what became of the former offensive coordinator, Gary Crouton?